So today I'm talking to Helen Astrid. You are the choir director of the Twickenham Community Choir. Good afternoon, Helen, and welcome to Radio Jackie. How and when did the choir first start?
Thanks, Jackie. Lovely to be here today. Officially, we started in September 2022. And I sort of came to the realization that there wasn't anything quite like this in Twickenham, and people kept asking me about joining a choir. So I thought, well, let's start one.
That's a jolly good idea. I think singing together is a great collaboration between people. It brings many people from many different walks of life together. So what is the main focus of your choir?
Well, just that. Bringing people together that perhaps wouldn't necessarily meet one another, to collaborate and mostly to have fun creating music. It's not just for locals, but you know, we've got people travelling from all over, you know, Southeast London, Maida Vale, all around London, in fact.
How many people are actually in the choir? Or does it vary, obviously?
It does vary from term to term, and come the autumn, we always have a sort of a bit of a turnaround with lots of lovely new interest. So we're at max, we'd be 35.
Super. I believe the choir encompasses all ages, but you do try to focus on older people who may be experiencing loneliness. How do you think singing helps people?
Well, I mean, it is for the grown-ups, our choir, so you have to be 18 plus. And it's an interesting one because, I mean, I think loneliness can affect people of all ages at any time. And some of our wonderful octogenarians that are in the choir, they've got some of the busiest sort of thriving, jam-packed social lives ever. But I suppose the main thing is that, you know, music has this magical ability to create a sense of belonging. And it helps people to make friends quickly. And there's a terrific support network that's formed.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm working here on a radio station and music does bring us together. And if you're a bit sad on a day and you listen to the music or you start humming away to whatever tune we're playing, it really does lift the spirits, doesn't it? So what genres of music do you perform, or is it widespread?
It is quite widespread. I would say that we would be working on a mixture each term. So we might have folk songs like the Skyboat song. We might do some musical theatre numbers. We did a couple of pieces from Bernstein's West Side Story at the recent concert. We did the wonderful Some Enchanted Evening from South Pacific. Everyone loves that. It's a beautiful melody and people sing along in the audience even. And we've been known to do, you know, the odd Stevie Wonder here and there, you know, and get really quite funky. And it's just great.
So you actually raise quite a bit of money for charity. So how much money have you raised over the past few years? And how do you pick your charities?
Well, that's a very good question. So we, for Macmillan Cancer Support, they have been, on a personal level, very wonderful to me. My dear ex-husband had cancer, and I suppose it's a way of me being able to give back to the charity. So we've raised £2,300 for Macmillan so far. Prior to that, I ran Ella's Choir, and that was a fundraising charity for React, which are they're based in Kew. And I mean, it was well over 10,000 that we had raised for them on a sort of ongoing basis. I suppose knowing that every penny that we raise from our charity concerts, knowing it's going to be well spent helping so many, many people have better lives, is just terrific.
Yes, indeed. So you are now looking for volunteers to join the choir. Can you tell me who you're looking to recruit, obviously a vast cross-section, do they need any musical or singing experience, and how do they audition, and what time will they need to commit to?
So, I mean, really, the only prerequisite that you need is to have a love of singing and love singing with other people. I mean, we all perhaps like to have a good old warble in the shower on our own. But, you know, when you come to a choir, you're going to be singing with other people. You don't need to sing on your own. There's no audition. You don't need to read music, but it does help. I always say that it helps. And you know, I mean, I'm an educator as well as a music director, entrepreneur, opera singer. I like to educate my singers. So enabling them, giving them the power to be able to interpret the music that they see in front of them. So it helps if you have some knowledge, but it's not necessarily so.
And what time would they need to commit to in terms of rehearsals? Once a month, once a week?
Yeah, so we meet weekly starting on the 11th of September, and that's at Waldegrave School. They have a great music room, and that's our space on a Wednesday evening from 7 until 8:30, and it's £12 a session.
That's super. Do you have a lot of people say, I can't sing for toffee, and they might turn up to you thinking, I'm going to have a go. Do you have anybody that come on that just can't sing for toffee, but you can get them involved in the choir maybe in other ways?
Yeah, I mean, I think, everybody is there to sing or to make a noise and to contribute. So nobody is made, you know, is sort of made to feel stupid or that they can't do it. It's what's important is about having a go. And, you know, as I said, you know, there's just this incredible, wonderful sense of community with the TCC. And, you know, sort of creating this general sort of sense of well-being.
So would you like to tell me in a few words to all the Radio Jackie shower warblers or anybody who thinks got some idea that they might be able to sing, the benefits of singing with your choir?
I don't know how long we've got, Jackie, but there are so many benefits. And in fact, in 2016, the BBC rang me a very short notice, said, can you come on to BBC World News in 2 hours and do an interview on the benefits of singing in a choir? I said, yes, and jumped in the shower. Really, you're learning simple techniques. You're learning about deep breathing, de-stressing. It keeps your heart in good shape. It helps you express yourself, your feelings and emotions. It's a gentle aerobic exercise. You're using your core muscles. It improves your circulation, your coordination. I could go on and on and on, but really you're in a nutshell, you're improving your mental, your physical, and your spiritual health. It's like you're on holiday, but you don't need your passport.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. And tell me, how do people apply to join the choir?
They can find my website. It's www.thehelenastridsingingacademy.com, or drop me an email, which is my name, helen@thehelenastridsingingacademy.com, and you will be responded to.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Jackie. I'm sitting here, sitting up straight now, and working on my diaphragm while I'm talking to you, because it does actually make the sound better. So thank you for that, and thank you for spending a few moments with me to tell me all about your wonderful choir. And do keep in touch. And if there's any other concerts you're going to be performing, then do let us know, and we can make people aware of it. Thank you very much indeed, Helen.
Thank you.
Bye for now. Thank you very much.